Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive, where we take a deep dive,
right into a mountain of research.
Exactly. And pull out some interesting bits.
Just for you.
Exactly. And so today we're going to be tackling the world of data in UK care homes.
Fascinating topic.
Yeah. And we've got this research report.
Oh, yeah.
That goes way beyond just looking at resident demographics.
Right.
It really gets into how the data is being used.
Yeah.
And some surprising gaps that they're trying to fill even as we speak.
Yeah, it's more relevant than you might think at first.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about information that impacts not only residents and their families, but also anyone who works in healthcare or is just interested in, how data shapes our world.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's jump right in.
Yeah.
This report really highlights just the sheer amount of data.
Oh, yeah.
These care homes are collecting.
It's a lot.
It's everything from, like you said, basic resident info to health records, staff qualifications, even building maintenance logs, like
everything.
Who knew?
Yeah. It's a data goldmine.
Mm.
But it goes way beyond just filling spreadsheets.
Right.
Think of it this way. All this information serves multiple purposes.
Dope.
It helps create those personalized care plans
yeah.
so that each resident gets the specific attention they need.
Right.
It also ensures that the care home is meeting all of those care quality commission standards.
Of course.
And then also it just helps them run efficiently, manage resources, even spot areas for improvement.
So it's like data is the backbone.
It is.
Of the entire operation.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is we're in the middle of a digital revolution in UK care.
Really?
This report points out that over half of CQC registered providers have already adopted digital social care records.
Okay.
DSCRs.
DSCRs.
And they're aiming for 80% by March 2024.
80%? That's a huge shift.
It is, and for good reason.
Yeah.
Think about it. With DSCRs, a resident's complete history, medications, allergies, everything is easily accessible. So whether it's a new caregiver coming on shift or a specialist, consulting on a case, everyone has the information they need right at their fingertips.
That's got to be a game changer.
Absolutely.
Okay. But I'm sure going digital isn't without its hiccups, right?
Of course, it's a massive undertaking. And the report acknowledges that some care homes are still using paper-based or hybrid systems.
Okay.
This transition takes time. Training resources.
Yeah.
It's not just flipping a switch.
It's a process.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's worth it, for the residents, for the staff, for everyone involved.
For sure.
But here's where I got really intrigued.
Okay.
This report talks about a major data gap that's getting a lot of attention right now.
It's a surprising one. You'd think with all this data, they'd have everything covered.
Right.
But while care homes excel at collecting, those clinical metrics, operational details, information about a resident's quality of life is often missing.
Quality of life, like how happy and fulfilled they are.
Exactly. Things like how often they participate in activities, their social interactions, their personal goals.
Okay.
It's often not recorded consistently.
And that's a problem.
It is.
Because if you're not tracking what makes a resident feel valued and engaged, are you really providing truly person-centered care?
It seems like a huge oversight.
It does.
And it has major implications, not just for the well-being of the residents,
right,
but for the care homes themselves. Think about it.
Oh.
If a resident is consistently unhappy or disengaged,
it
can lead to a whole host of issues.
I would imagine.
From behavioral problems to declining health.
Yeah.
And from a regulatory standpoint, if you're not measuring quality of life, how can you really assess the quality of care being provided?
So how are they addressing this gap?
Well, the report points to a major development on the horizon.
Okay.
The minimum data set, or MDS, is coming to UK care homes.
The MDS, tell me more about that.
Think of it as a standardized framework for gathering those crucial quality of life indicators that are currently missing.
Yeah, okay.
It's about making sure everyone's collecting the same essential data in a consistent way, which then allows for better analysis and ultimately better care.
So it's like a data blueprint.
Yeah.
Designed to capture that full picture of resident well-being.
Exactly. And this isn't just some pie in the sky idea. The research outlines a timeline. Pilot phase in 2024, full implementation by 2028.
Wow.
It's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And a major step towards a more holistic approach to care.
Absolutely. Okay.
But before we dive deeper into the MDS, let's talk about another key area of data collection in care homes. Staff data.
All right.
This is where things get really interesting and perhaps a bit more complex. It's fascinating, you know, how much information is collected on care home staff in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
I know, we're talking personal details, employment, history qualifications, training records, performance evaluations, even feedback from residents. It is.
But I guess it makes sense, though, right?
Right.
They play such a vital role in the quality of care.
Absolutely. And this data isn't just about, you know, tracking who's working when.
Right.
It helps care homes manage their operations, ensure staff have the right skills and support.
Okay.
And even address challenges like staff turnover, which is a big issue in the care sector.
It makes you wonder what kind of insights they can get from all this staff data.
Yeah.
Can you actually use it to create a more positive work environment?
You absolutely can. One area where data analytics is incredibly powerful is in staff management and retention.
Okay.
Let's say a care home is struggling with scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
They can use data to analyze staff availability, resident needs.
Right.
Even the complexity of care required at different times of day.
So they can make sure the right people are on duty at the right time, equipped to handle whatever comes up.
Exactly. And that kind of optimized scheduling not only benefits the residents, but it also reduces stress and burnout among staff.
Right, because if you're constantly feeling overwhelmed because you're not adequately supported, that's not good.
Exactly. Data can help prevent that.
Happy staff, happy residents.
Right?
Yeah.
But it goes beyond scheduling.
Okay.
Think about training. Instead of offering, you know, generic programs,
right,
care homes can use data to identify specific areas where staff might need additional training.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe there's a new type of care that requires, you know, specialized knowledge or a new protocol for handling certain situations.
Okay.
Data can help pinpoint those needs and create more targeted training programs.
So it's about making sure that the staff are equipped to handle the increasingly complex needs of the residents.
Exactly. And data can also be used to track the effectiveness of these training programs.
Oh, wow.
Are staff actually retaining the information? Are they applying it in their daily work?
That's really smart.
Yeah, that kind of feedback loop helps ensure that the training is actually making a difference.
This is all really interesting, but I want to go back to this idea of quality of life data that you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
It seems like such a crucial piece of the puzzle that's been missing for so long.
It really is, and it's not just about collecting the data.
Right.
It's about understanding what to do with it.
Okay.
This is where data analytics becomes even more important.
Okay, so break it down for me. How can we use data analytics to actually improve residents' quality of life?
Imagine you have a system that tracks resident participation in activities.
Okay.
Their social interactions, their mood, even things like how well they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Now feed all of that data into an analytics engine.
So we're not just talking about spreadsheets anymore. We're talking about sophisticated software that can actually analyze this data and make sense of it.
Right. And these systems can start to identify patterns that might not be obvious to the human eye.
Oh, interesting.
For example, the data might reveal that residents who participate in group activities 3 times a week show a significant improvement in mood and cognitive function.
Yeah.
Or it might show that residents who have regular one-on-one time with a staff member report feeling less lonely and isolated.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So instead of just guessing what might work,
right,
care homes can use data to make evidence-based decisions about how to best support their residents' well-being.
It sounds like a whole new world of possibilities for care homes.
It is.
But I also imagine there are challenges. You know, you're talking about a lot of data, a lot of technology. How are they managing all of this?
Well, that's where those digital social care records, the DSCRs, come in.
Okay.
They're really the foundation for effective data analytics because they bring all of this information into one central location.
So it's like having a single source of truth for all the data that's being collected.
Precisely. And because DSCRs are digital, it's much easier to analyze that data.
Okay.
And extract those meaningful insights instead of sifting through stacks of paper records.
Right.
Care homes can use software to run reports, identify trends, even get real-time updates on how residents are doing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It sounds like it takes a lot of the guesswork out of caregiving.
Yeah.
But what about data sharing?
Okay.
I mean, we've talked about how important it is to have a holistic view of resident care.
Right.
How are they ensuring that data is flowing smoothly between different care providers, hospitals, maybe even family members?
That's a great question. And it's one of the biggest challenges facing the care sector right now.
Really?
While DSCRs are great for storing information within a single care home.
Okay.
we still need better systems for sharing data between different organizations.
I can see how that would be a problem.
Yeah.
If the data is siloed in different systems,
you're right.
It's impossible to get a complete picture of a resident's care journey.
Exactly. Fragmentation makes it difficult to track progress, identify potential risks, and ensure continuity of care.
Right.
As a resident moves between different settings, but there are initiatives underway to improve data sharing in the UK care sector.
Oh, good.
One example is the push to create interoperable systems.
Interoperable systems. What does that mean?
It means that different digital platforms can communicate with each other.
Okay.
Imagine a system where a resident's GP, their care home, and the local hospital can all access and share information seamlessly. That's the goal.
That would be incredible. How realistic is that, though?
It is. It's a massive undertaking, but it's not impossible. And this is where that minimum data set, the MDS that we talked about earlier, comes in.
Right.
Remember, it's a standardized framework for collecting essential information about care homes.
It's like creating a common language for data collection across the entire sector.
Exactly. And by ensuring that everyone is collecting the same data in the same way,
right,
the MDS will make it much easier to share information between those different systems.
Okay.
It's a crucial step towards that integrated, holistic view of resident care that we've been talking about.
So it sounds like we're moving in the right direction.
We are. But even with all these technological advances, it's important to remember that data is just a tool.
It's not a magic bullet.
Yeah.
It can't replace the human element of caregiving.
Exactly. No algorithm can replace the compassion, empathy, and understanding that a skilled caregiver brings to the table.
So how do we strike that balance?
Yeah.
How do we use data to enhance care without losing sight of the human connection that's at the heart of it all?
That's the big question. And to answer it, let's look at some real-world examples of how UK care homes are already using data to make a positive difference in the lives of residents and staff.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the potential of data in UK care homes, but let's bring it down to earth a bit. What does this actually look like in practice?
Okay.
Can you walk me through, like, how a care home might use data to improve day-to-day life for residents?
Absolutely. Picture this. A care home that's gone fully digital. They're using, you know, specialized software to track everything.
Okay.
Think meditation administration, daily activities, even those quality of life indicators we've been discussing.
Okay. I can see it. They've got the tablets for the staff, maybe even some smart sensors around the building. But what's the real impact? Like, how is this data actually making a difference?
Let's take medication management, for instance.
Okay.
With an electronic system, staff can track dosages, administration times, potential side effects, all in real time.
Wow.
And this isn't just about reducing errors, although that's a huge plus.
Right. It's about having that instant, accurate record.
Exactly. That's... It also allows for more proactive care.
Okay.
The system can alert staff to possible drug interactions or if a resident is due for, you know, a medication review.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a safety net built right into the process.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about those less tangible things?
Right.
Like the resident's mood or social engagement?
Yeah.
How are they using data to address those aspects of quality of life?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Some care homes are now tracking residents' participation in activities, their interactions with staff and other residents, even their, you know, general mood and engagement levels throughout the day.
So they're painting a much fuller picture of each resident's experience, not just focusing on their physical health.
Exactly. And by analyzing this data, they can start to identify patterns and personalize care plans to a degree that wasn't possible before.
Wow.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
So you have a resident who used to love socializing, joining all the activities, but lately they've been withdrawn, spending more time alone.
Yeah, the staff might notice this change, but it's easy to miss subtle shifts in behavior, especially in a busy care home.
That's right. But with a system that's tracking these things, that decline in social interaction becomes clear.
Oh, wow.
The data backs up the observation, allowing for a more timely and informed intervention.
So instead of just wondering if something's wrong, they can pinpoint the change and start asking why.
Exactly.
Is it a medical issue? Are they feeling isolated?
Precisely. That data triggers a conversation with the resident, maybe some adjustments to their care plan. It's about using those insights to ensure that the resident is getting the support they need when they need it.
It sounds like this data-driven approach really empowers care homes to provide more responsive and individualized care.
It does.
But what about the staff themselves? How are they fitting into this new world of digital records and data analysis?
Well, one immediate benefit is the reduction in paperwork.
Okay.
with digital systems handling a lot of those administrative tasks,
right,
caregivers have more time to spend with residents,
yeah,
building those relationships that are so crucial.
So less time on admin, more time for actual caregiving.
Exactly.
That's got to be a morale booster.
It is. And not just that digital systems can make staff feel more organized, more efficient, which also contributes to job satisfaction.
It's like we keep saying, happy staff, happy residents. It's all connected.
Absolutely. And as we discussed earlier, data can also be used to tailor staff training, ensuring that they have the skills to meet the evolving needs of the residents.
So better data leads to better care, which leads to a more satisfied and skilled workforce.
Yeah.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
You got it. And as technology continues to advance, I think we're only scratching the surface of what's possible in terms of using data to transform the care sector.
It's pretty exciting to think about. But before we get too carried away with all the tech, I think it's important to acknowledge the human element at the heart of all of this.
I couldn't agree more. Data can give us incredible insights and help us make better decisions, but it's the human connection, the compassion and dedication of the caregivers that truly make the difference in residents' lives.
I think that's a perfect point to end on. Data is a powerful tool, but it's the people that make care meaningful.
Well said. And as we step into this, you know, data-driven future of care, I think it's a question we all need to consider.
Yeah.
How can we use this technology to create a system that is both efficient and deeply compassionate?
It's something for all of us to ponder.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of data in UK care homes. Until next time.